The Lowell Green Podcast is brought to you by Scheel Furniture and Appliances in Pakenham. See Scheels.ca.
Well, I don't know how this is going to go today exactly. Lowell is off today, not feeling very well, so got word kind of at the last moment that Lowell wouldn't be here, and I thought after yesterday when Lowell wasn't here, and a number of people suggested on my social media that, hey, John, you know what, maybe you should try your hand at this. I don't know. See, the backstory quickly is I come from the music side of radio. Lowell, of course, is a legendary talk show host right across Canada. You know Lowell for who he is. That's why you're here. I happen to have started this internet radio property, and Lowell and I knew each other for, 23 years. Our paths would cross. It was never more than a good morning, good morning. How are you? Then Lowell reached out a few years back. With the understanding that he could actually do his show on the internet. And was there anyone he could talk to? And fortuitously for me, a number of people said, yeah, you want to talk to John Milkey at Blast the Radio. And he did. Now, the reason I was brought onto the show was for doing the technical side of things, which led to me having an open mic and Lowell asking me the occasional question and to opine. And, well, if you listen to the show, you know that I get to do that probably more often than I should. But nonetheless, so here I am on my own for the first time in for Lowell Green in a long broadcast career of my own. I never, ever would have imagined that I would be doing this. However, I'm going to. Why not? There are a ton of important things going on in and around us that I want to give voice to. Most importantly, as always, we want to give voice to here on BTRradio.com, and especially with the municipal election just around the corner on Monday. So let me begin the show by saying, first off, Lowell, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for being okay with me going ahead and doing this. I hope to do you proud. Ray asks, are you the milkman that was on the air with Sandy Sharkey back in the day? I am that milkman, Ray. Yes, from Cool FM and Bob FM back in the day. All right. Thanks for the kudos. Thanks for blowing smoke up my ears. Appreciate that. The number to call on the show, by the way, and let's just say anything you want to talk about, because that's going to help me. All right. Full disclosure, it's going to help me if you've got things that you want to address, and we can bantie them about 613-413-2217. Of course, you can post on your Facebook channels, YouTube channels, Twitch channels, where you ordinarily do. I got a couple of topics I want to bring up, but since people are already posting, Chrissy says, would like to comment on Loblaw's freezing prices on no-frills products. Wonder if other grocery stores will follow. Hey, anything helps, especially with families who have a huge grocery bill. Well, Chrissy, you've already accomplished one thing, and that is giving a little promo, if you will, a little free promo to a business that is stepping up and doing at least something. So there you go. Jamie missed the first part of the show. Where is Lowell? Lowell is not feeling very well today and gave me his blessing, Jamie, to go ahead and do this today. So, yeah, it's my first time flying solo. Certainly my first time filling in. Well, not my first time flying solo. My first time flying solo in this ring. So there you go. Anything you want to talk about. Anything you want to talk about. I had a feeling this would come up. Tom says, talk about McKenney's incredible lack of integrity with Matthew Fleury. So I know Lowell posted this. The video has gone viral. This occurred, and if you haven't seen it, I did post it, I believe, in the comment section on Lowell's Facebook page. So facebook.com/TheLowellGreen. So this is the inquiry into whether or not it was justified to employ the Emergency Measures Act. And it's an English lawyer quizzing Matthew Fleury, who is perfectly bilingual, and quizzing him on a number of issues. And yes, using some very big English words. And there is Catherine McKenney under their breath.
Speak French. You're really going to screw this guy up. Speak French.
And so Matthew Fleury, at Catherine McKenney's behest, did. The lawyer doesn't know how to speak French.
Keep going.
This is someone who's on the ballot for Monday to become the next mayor of Ottawa. There you go. Jamie says, nobody can replace Lowell, but you're good to you, John. Thank you, Jamie. I don't know. Craig asks, why isn't the pathetic mainstream media being held to task? Well, Craig, because how do you do that? Well, listen, the way you do that... Okay, slippery slope, because I happen to run a website that relies on mainstream media companies, especially on the radio side, to partner with me. I run a job postings site. I help them find their next employees. But honestly, the answer to your question, Craig, until the sponsors start reacting, and they are to some degree, but money talks. It's all about the money. And I think we just have so many other choices out there right now that it's really being looked at, you know, this downturn in the numbers that listen to mainstream media. It's really being looked at, Craig, as just other people have other things to do and pay attention to. And I've often questioned my partners in mainstream media. Why are you letting these other platforms like YouTube and Twitch and Twitter, why are you letting it steal your lunch? Where's the fight? I mean, you look at the dashboard of a modern car, AM and FM radios are really an afterthought. Google and Apple are the ones designing and building the dashboard now. They want you to be able to tether your phone and stream data to your phone. They want to be able to push coupons to your phone every time you go to Tim Hortons. Surprise, here's a coupon. Every time you go to McDonald's, surprise, here's a coupon. AM and FM are not being invited to those conversations. So, I mean, back in the days of, you know, oh, cassette is going to take over radio. Well, it didn't. CD is going to take over radio. Well, it didn't. They've never seen something like, you know, a Google and an Apple coming at them with those kinds of dollars. So money talks. There you go. Mahadi, good to hear from you, sir. He says, John, I'm looking to the midterm elections on Tuesday, November 8th. The Republicans will lose the House and Senate and the presidency and Congress. All right, Mahadi, there you go. I'm not paying a whole lot of attention to the U.S. right now. I'm very, very focused on what's happening here in Canada. I mean, I'm somewhat aware, of course. The states is very, very divided and very, very split right now. But I was thinking about this the other day. Because we talk about low voter turnout here in Canada. And I'm really nervous heading into Monday's election with the low voter turnout we had in Ontario, especially with all that people had to say regarding the pandemic. They didn't show up and vote and really have their say. I admire the Americans as much as they fill your TV screens and every social media feed with elections, 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 and they have them every 2 years, of course. They get involved in their politics. They're aware what's going on around them. We talk often on the Lowell Green Show about just how unaware I believe people are of the issues. And that kind of ties into what I want to talk about today in some way, shape, or form. A couple of subjects that I thought of bringing up today. What are your top three concerns on the municipal level? Now, this is going to require you, of course, to have an understanding of the difference between what federal government responsibilities, provincial government responsibilities, and municipal responsibilities are. So if you do understand how, you know, what those responsibilities are, I'm curious, on a municipal level, so just in the city of Ottawa, what are your top three concerns? And some people I see, Carrie, right now posting, for example, roads. That's one. I figured roads would be on top of there. But local issues that sort of come top of mind for me, roads. Now, we're not counting the 400 series highways. That's a provincial thing. Bike lanes. Bike lanes, bike lanes, bike lanes, bike lanes, bike lanes. I want to go back to that. The environmental plan. You know, the plan that doesn't exist that they voted on despite it not existing, and it can't exist until these bylaws and those bylaws are changed, but nobody knows anything about it. I didn't vote for anything. Yeah, the environmental plan with windmills and solar farms, etc. Paramedics. The paramedic service is a local thing, by the way. We hire the paramedics locally, so we run that. It's part of the city of Ottawa. LRT. I think with the pandemic, the LRT has gotten a bit of a break. It certainly has still made headlines, but it's gotten a bit of a break. Can you imagine if we were all still working downtown, if the public service was still going downtown just like we were, you know, 2.5, 3 years ago, and, you know, we had these LRT issues, how big a story that would be. So is the LRT your top concern? OC Transpo overall, is that one of your top concerns? The arena moving to LeBreton Flats and what becomes of the arena in Kanata. Is that important to you right now? What about the redevelopment or the proposed redevelopment of the Northside stands with more condos going in at Lansdowne and the new Civic Center? So those are just some of the issues we're talking about municipally right now. I'd be curious to hear from you. What are your top three municipal concerns. 613-413-2217. Or you can post, of course, Facebook.com/TheLowellGreen, Facebook.com/MilkmanShow, Facebook.com/BlastTheRadio. Housing is of concern to Donald. Thank you for your comment. Craig says property taxes, competent leadership, and accountability. Competent leadership. That's interesting. I would question you, or my follow-up question to you then, Craig, would be I know you're in Calabogie, so you're not in the city proper, but who strikes you as a great leader that is on the ballot right now? Paul says, I will not vote for any candidate promoting net zero. All right. So that's not a top three of what does concern you, but one that obviously does. Property taxes and roads, says Kathy. Maggie, Catherine McKinney is liberal just like Watson and has no problem draining the emergency fund for bike lanes that are only used 6 months of the year as they are not cleared of snow and most bike riders are on the road. So can I circle back to the whole bike thing? A friend of mine brought this up. He runs a garage and he was trying to back out one of the vehicles that he was servicing, trying to back it out of his property. And along comes one of these e-bikes. Now, have you seen these? They're not bicycle-like in any way, shape, or form. In fact, and he's a motorcycle rider himself. It's a beautiful, beautiful Harley. He thought this e-bike blowing past him at easily, he says, 80 kilometers an hour. He thought it was like a ninja, like an actual motorcycle. It was going by so fast. But, of course, it doesn't make the same noise. We have these e-bikes using these bike lanes, zigzagging in and out of traffic, going the wrong way. Why are we allowing vehicles that can get upwards of 100 kilometers an hour to not be licensed, not be insured, not require the driver to wear a helmet? Why is that conversation not happening? That's something that concerns me, certainly. Oh, Craig says he has a house in Ottawa as well. So there you go. Carrie says, don't need bike lanes, wind parks, or solar parks. Roads and property taxes are Sonia's big three. So there you go. So those are some of the things that I'm sort of wondering, you know, what would be the big pressing issues for you when it comes to the municipal election on Monday. Also, let's just lump this in here. We're also voting for school trustees. Now, I don't have kids, so I'm not really paying much attention. I do have nieces and a nephew. I'm not paying a whole lot of attention as to what's even happening in our schools, at least not on that level. So if you want to throw in, you know, what you're looking for in a school trustee, what changes you're hoping, feel free to do that as well. I've got a bigger question I want to get to. I just want to get to some of the comments first. And by the way, your calls are appreciated. It's John Milkey filling in for Lowell Green. He hopefully will be back tomorrow. He just wasn't feeling well enough to do the show today, but gave me his blessing to fill in. So 613-413-2217. Or if you prefer to email, you can use Lowell, L-O-W-E-L-L, at blasttheradio.com. Ken says, e-bike or scooter? I think e-bikes by law can't exceed 30 kilometers an hour like that. I may very well have the terms mistaken. But regardless, Ken, it was some sort of electric-powered bicycle-like machine that does not need the same license as a motorcycle, that does not need the same license as certainly a car, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but blowing up Heron Road at what my friend described as easily 80 kilometers an hour. Why is that permitted? And what happens? That person doing that, and then they're zigging in and out of traffic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What if they hit someone? They're not carrying insurance. They're not licensed. What happens then? All these new vehicles, it's crazy. We have a text. Celebrate good times. Come on. This person is in Alberta. Thank you. When it comes to candidates, I look at if they know what a budget is. Do we have politicians who don't realize what a budget is? Apparently we do. Oh, yes, I know of someone. This person adds, do they know how to add? Or are they just social justice warriors? Very funny. I see your humor there. 613-413-2217. Maggie's back to say top three for her, health care and allowing private clinics in Ottawa so you don't have to go to Toronto. Okay. Housing, turn unused office buildings into low-income housing, and hydro farms like microgreens, no wind turbines and solar panels until all parts of the units are 100% recyclable. All right, there's where her mind is at and what she's thinking of when she goes to the polls on Monday. Here's another question. Will you be voting on Monday? McKenney says Terry will send $5 million on ventriloquist lessons for herself. Oh, Terry. Carrie, if it was not making a sound, it was an e-bike. Scooters and motorcycles make a sound. So there you go. I'm getting an education here. 613-413-2217. Okay, the big question I have, and this was brought up to me by someone who is actually a teacher. So we don't have, fortunately, we don't have, we're not immune to it, but we certainly don't have the same kind of problem here with mass school shootings as they do in the States. But again, we're not immune to it, and it could very, very easily happen here. So their concern as a teacher is this. We have a municipal election on Monday, just like the provincial election a little while ago, and just like any election, we open our public schools and our Catholic schools to the general public. Anybody can waltz into the school at any time, as long as the polling stations are open. So, and their concern as a teacher is that on a normal day, there are a lot of reasons why the average person can't just waltz into a school like that. So, when the schools are wide open, it obviously increases the risk for, I mean, a situation if there's a custody battle going on. And if you're opportunistic, waltz into the school, grab the kid. Amber Alert is the next thing, of course, that happens after that. Opportunities for kidnapping. Those are some of the concerns. So the question I have on the screen right now, should our schools be open to anyone and everyone for voting? Or should we really stick to and look to use more of other types of facilities? Churches, for example, community centers, libraries. Where would you suggest, if that's a concern to you, where would you suggest would be a better place to open polling stations? This was an interesting concern, I thought, from someone I know who is a teacher. And again, I'm not a parent, but yeah. Yeah, to my understanding, schools are not what they were when I was going to school. You know, you need to have a reason to be in there. And there are tight controls as to who gets in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But on election day, doors are wide open. Your thoughts on that? Arenas says, Chris, thanks for that. Nancy says, that's crazy around Centertown. It's the churches you go to vote, I'm assuming you're talking about. Yep. Anne says, fixing the damn roads above installing more bike lanes that won't even be used in the winter while the roads are should be a high priority and clearly is not one for Catherine McKenney. I'm using Anne's term here. It's Catherine McKenney prefers they. But you used, she also showed herself to be lacking in integrity by what happened in that episode with Matthew Fleury. That was astounding to me. And I put that on my Facebook page and I thought, okay, let's just see. I didn't really expect that I would get, you know, thousands of comments on it. I think I got three. And that's what concerns me. We got an election coming up Monday with all of these things, the LRT, etc. You know, I mean, how we handled the pandemic on a local level, all of these things, the LRT, Lansdowne, like I said, and three comments on someone whose name is on the ballot to be mayor, encouraging a counselor to, you know, it's really going to screw this lawyer guy up. Speak French. Ha ha. Do it. Watch him squirm. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but if you saw the video, I'm not exaggerating by much. I'm really shocked that I only got three comments, but I think if I extrapolate that into, you know, the numbers we see on Monday for voter turnout, I think it's probably par for the course. All right, Tom, in the States, they are turning unused schools into affordable housing for homeless, veterans, etc., instead of tearing them down. Why can't we do the same in Canada? Tom, you know what always intrigues me? I got a friend of mine who is a designer. And some of the stuff that she has come up with that we can use shipping containers for, you know, those metal containers you see on the back of trucks and trains. Could we not build something with those? There's tons of them around. Easy to insulate. I know that they're not huge, but you can certainly put a bedroom, a bathroom, and a kitchen in one of them. They're bigger than the RV that's sitting in my driveway, which certainly achieves that. Could we create some sort of space where we, you know, make it a, I don't want to say compound, but certainly make it a designated area where that's a starter home? And the deal would be, look, as long as you're not, you know, if you get a criminal record, you're out. But as long as you're a well-behaved citizen and contributing, this is your starter home. There you go. Tom says, I'm a DRO for the coming direct. Okay, what's DRO? We do have an election assistant stationed at. No, Tom, does not compute in my little brain. Nancy says, McKinney used to have 38 comments, now almost 300, and not good comments. Yeah, I've seen a bit of a shift, Nancy. I have seen a bit of a shift. I haven't seen the latest polls, but I've certainly seen a shift when it comes to things like that. I think people are waking up a little bit and starting to explore. And look, I'm not encouraging you to vote one way or another, but I am encouraging you to certainly do some homework and do some investigating, especially on our counselors. Listen, I've had two candidates at the door, to my knowledge. I may have had more, but two have certainly dropped flyers off. And I'm in a riding. Diane Deans has been my counselor, so we're going to have a new counselor representing us here in Blossom Park in the next little while. One of them really made an impression. Not only did this person drop off the literature that they drop off at all the doors, but there's a handwritten note on it. Sorry I missed you. Would have loved to have shaken your hand. Okay. I'm paying attention. That's cool. That's different. That's interesting. You know, so hopefully people are seeing stuff like that and doing a little bit of homework on who it is that will be representing their interest at City Hall. Coraline says, I listened to Ian Lee this morning, and he suggested that McKinney's bike lanes is a way to cut car and create gridlock by getting rid of four-lane highways. Interesting. I mean, do you see anybody using the damn bike lanes? I mean, occasionally. And I've talked about this ad nauseum. Main Street I go up Main Street every single Tuesday. I produce a comedy show right near Ottawa U. So I go up there. And the bikes are driving all over the road. They're still on the sidewalks. They're driving the wrong way. It's a well-marked, well-defined green lane for bicycles, and they can't use them. Drive up and down the airport parkway. There is an amazing bike lane that runs all along the airport parkway. It's up on the hill. It's beautiful. Where are the bikes? On the airport parkway. I don't understand what more we need. I think safety, security, police is an issue that is important as well, says Chrissy. Lori says, don't forget Shields. Lori, who could forget Shields? I've never even been to Shields, but I can't possibly forget Shields. I hear nothing but great things. And I, just by virtue of being, you know, in the position I'm in and hearing Lowell talk about Shields, I know he's right. My first professional job in radio was as a salesperson. I sold advertising for the radio station I worked at. And my territory was Almont, Pakenham, Renfrew, Arnprior. And yes, you know, if you've been to the Valley, you know Valley people are the most sincere, honest, hardworking folks. I didn't, for some reason, know about Shields. But I'm glad I do. And here's what I love is when I look at their social media site, you get little glimpses into their store. It's a walk-in. If it's on the floor, it's got to be in store. You know how many times you walk into a big box store and, oh, sure, there's all the appliances, et cetera. That's the demo. Now, if you actually want one, okay, 6, 8, 9 months, ask anyone who's bought a new house lately how long they're waiting on appliances. Shields does it differently. There's a reason why Lowell talks about them and loves them. Shields. Shields.ca. And I am told a fantastic little butcher shop as well. There you go. How did I do, Lori? I hope I get an A. Let me see. Eric says, you should cook in them with an appliance from Shields. Okay. I'm glad that you guys have got my back on this. Thank you. Bruce says, yes, there is a container housing, one up in the Muskokas. I thought you said mucus. Muskokas. It's an apartment building in Huntsville. There's apartment buildings out of containers, and it's amazing what they did. You know what, Bruce? I am back in Peterborough in November. If you've got an approximate area, like a street name or something, I would love to see that. That's fantastic. Carrie says she had a smirk on her face after he started speaking French. She should not be our mayor. So we're talking about Catherine McKinney. Again, Catherine prefers to be identified as they. I know. I don't need Catherine coming at me that I'm misgendering. I am aware, Catherine, and I'm trying. And I know also for those still saying she, it's a difficult term to adopt. It's getting used to it. I know. Yeah, that whole video was just unbelievable to me. That's someone who could potentially be the mayor of this city, and that's how they behave in an inquiry. As Lowell said, the Emergency Measures Act took away every right you have in the Constitution, it took it away from you, whether you were aware of it or not. And now, if your bank account was shut down, you were aware of it. Fortuitously, in this situation, I don't think a lot of us really experienced all that could have happened with the Emergency Measures Act. But nonetheless, the Emergency Measures Act was put in place and took your civil rights away. And Catherine McKinney is mocking it, along and encouraging another fellow counselor at a hearing. You have to question that. You really have to question that. And I don't think, has anybody actually seen Catherine McKinney address it? I've not seen any comment from their campaign. Deputy Returning Officer, says Tom. Sorry, didn't finish my sentence. We have an election assistant standing in the foyer so voters cannot walk down the halls to classrooms. Okay. I mean, that's some semblance of security. And again, that goes back to my question. Should schools be open to the general public and used as polling stations? Or does it create the potential for a problem? That's great. But I mean, is that not sort of on board with the average security person? Our security personnel in Canada are not armed guards. So what happens if someone in a custody battle who's, you know, at their wit's end sees this as an opportunity? And God, I hope nobody's listening to this and taking it as a advice. Don't do this. Please don't do this. But to go into a school and take their child, or worse yet, take somebody else's child, what is your election assistant going to do? Yell stop, or I'll say stop again? I don't know. I found it an interesting take from a friend of mine, again, who is a teacher. And this is a concern they have, that their school doors are wide open to the public for an entire day. You know, all the training that they go through, all the things they need to be aware of and watch out for. And on this particular day, all that's standing in their way is a volunteer. That's scary to me. All right. By the way, thank you guys for the comments. I appreciate it. It's John Milkey filling in for Lowell Green. Hopefully he is back tomorrow. Sony says, I have only had one candidate for city council visit my home. Nobody else has been to my door. I find that absolutely astounding. Yeah, two at mine. I see about a dozen campaign signs out on the streets. Only two flyers in my mailbox. You want the job? Apply. Kathy says, more bike lanes are just a waste of money, as only 1% ride their bikes all year. Kevin says, 2.5% use the bike lanes, but most use the road. Absolutely, Kevin. I see it all the time. Makes me absolutely bananas. No more windmills and solar panels, says David. We can get more reliable power, use less land, get rid of our garbage with waste to energy system. But that's my one little want out of this city. Hey, guess what? You are this city. You get to express the things you want. That's what the election is for on Monday. Getting to express the things you want and finding someone who can represent your views and your wants and the things you don't want. Anne says, I shudder to think of anyone but Mark Sutcliffe winning the mayoral race. I hope to God people in Ottawa take notice in this election, though it appears not so far scary. Now, the mayor is one seat on council. Don't forget. You still got to vote for councillors, and whomever is the new mayor of the city, and we will have a new mayor of the city, they are going to be working with, for the most part, a brand new council. That's exciting. And it's a really great opportunity for those of us living in the city of Ottawa to really, really, really make a statement about the things that matter to us. Bike lanes, says Rick, are the answer to a question nobody asked. Our township is ramming a 1 kilometer lane across the lawns and driveways of 85 homes. Cost $3 million, and serious bikers won't use it. That's interesting, too. Serious bikers, I know what you're talking about, road bikers. Like, we're not talking the average person who just hops on like a little mountain bike and goes for a little toot down the neighborhood. You're talking about the ones who put on the spandex outfits and the helmets and the shoes that clip in and like they're road racers. They're road bikers. They're like marathon runners. Yeah, you're right. They don't want to be impeded, you know, on those bike lanes, you know, by pedestrians, by other things in their way. They just want a wide open lane to go, like they're at the Olympics. You know, it's not unlike if you've ever taken a spin class and you just get that pedal going wide open. Let's wrap up some of the comments here. David says, they also turn shipping containers into swimming pools. I've seen that. Very cool. I watched the video and McKinney's behavior was disgusting, not mayoral material. Biking in winter, says Michael, can be useful if pathways are done properly. I've seen it. I don't know how people get, I'm a winter whip, I will admit. So I don't know how people get the inspiration to do it. I just don't see a lot of it, all things considered. For the amount we pay for bikes, are you really going to bike from Kanata to your job in downtown Ottawa? It's one thing if you live close enough to your job, but if you're living in the suburbs and commuting to downtown, you're not doing it on a bike. Let's be honest. Let me see. Joshua says, Catherine McKinney behaved more like Mark McKinney, worthy of a Kids in the Hall sketch in its absurdity. Yes. I'd love to see that lampooned because it's lampoon worthy. We're just about out of time. The emergency measures has not been fully rescinded, so they can try to enforce it again. Ken says, in the end, if someone wants to get into a school, they could. They're not exactly fortresses. Well, that's a good point. Lots of comments here, guys, that I'm going to go through this afternoon. I am taking my wife out to the NAC, by the way. We have been invited to the opening of Mean Girls. I have not been to the NAC in quite some time, so I'm looking forward to that. Thank you very much. I did apparently miss a call from someone today. How did that happen? I didn't see the phone ring. My apologies to you. Tom says, I've done a great job. Thank you. Craig says, John, you did very well filling in for Lowell. I don't know about that, guys, but I thank you nonetheless. Barry, thank you as well for your comments. Thank you very, very much for tuning in. My hope always is that I can be the second person just doing the heavy lifting for the legendary Lowell Green. Hopefully back tomorrow. If you want to hear the show again, it will be available on all of your podcast platforms. Just look for the Lowell Green Show podcast. We'll be back, as Lowell says, tomorrow.
The Lowell Green Show is seen and heard live around the world at 2 p.m. Eastern. Connect with us online at blasttheradio.com/Lowell Green. Can't join us live? Download the Lowell Green Podcast. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Ask your smart speaker to play the Lowell Green Podcast. This is a production of blasttheradio.com.